Mr. Chair, could I ask for a quick break before we move on to this one?
Yeah, why don't we're moving along at a good clip, and maybe we're getting a little bit ahead. Why don't we resume at 9:35?
Thank
it's
you.
About 11 minutes. Is that good? Everybody, be sure to mute your speakers. Okay, it looks like everyone is back. Let's go ahead and move into our next agenda item, and that is the Lyon quotas proposed. Mr. Kujula.
Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, and Director Williams, thank you. Yeah, 2020 mountain lion quotas. And this is a proposed item, again, to stay in the same pattern we've been on wildlife topics to date. We'll hit a little bit of the process pieces first. So again, proposed. So you've not seen, it's the first time you've seen lion quotas, just lion quotas. There was lion structure discussed in the biennial season setting process that concluded in February. There were some quota changes there as well, you may remember, but per commission process, based on, you know, continuing to gather information as the season continues, in the case of mountain lions up until the 14th of April, we leave open the process window to adjust quotas based on that late coming input. In that context, you do see some changes. It's a mix of both increases and decreases as staff, field staff, regional staff are responding to inputs that include previous harvest, time that it takes to fill the harvest relative to conditions for harvest, visits with landowner producers oftentimes in that conversation, addressing conflicts, also houndsmen, as certainly many of those individuals are out many days, in some cases every day of the season if there is snow to be had, and their insights and their captures. So those are all of the inputs. Again, and the increases and decreases are reflecting an intent to increase the population or to decrease the population for one of those reasons or not, for one reason or another. I would also reiterate to the commission that while we are talking here about what the mountain lion quotas will be for the 2020 season, for the upcoming season, it's also good, I think, to recognize that we are operating under the title of mountain lion management. Some other big things are going on as well. The commission will remember that the statewide mountain lion plan has received adoption, public review, and subsequent adoption by the Fish and Wildlife Commission. And in the process of implementing that plan now, the department this winter has put on the ground an effort to improve our population estimates. That is to say, to take a model that we built and defined in that mountain lion plan, but then to truth that model against real circumstances on the ground. So ultimately, across the state, across the ecoregions the mountain lions inhabit, we look for our capacity to estimate mountain lion population to only get better using that best available science. And then, of course, from there, conversations about quotas, will be that much more grounded in science. That being said, again, coming back to the specific proposal, you see both proposals and increases. And of course, for all those quotas that aren't identified here, they are proposed to remain as they currently are. This is a propose. We'll go out for public comment, whatever the commission adopts. And in that context, Mr. Chairman, leaves room for public comment here at the podium today. We'll rise for questions.
Thank you, Mr. Kujula. As noted, we will be taking comments. So if there are members of the public that want to comment, go ahead and remember *9, and you'll be called upon by essentially having your phone unmuted, and then you can talk to us. Can I begin with a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move to adopt the proposed 2020 mountain lion quotas and subquotas as presented by FWP.
Second.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. Comments or questions from the commission?
Mr. Chairman, I will support this now, but through a lot of contact that I had, especially in 447 and some other districts, the landowners there were concerned that there were a lot more mountain lions than what we were coming up with. And what Mr. Kujula said is we're working on a process to come up with a better count. So as I said, I will support it now, but I hope we do get some counts that reflect what are out there. And I know the department has done the best they could at this time, but as I said, I did get quite a few comments that landowners feel there are a lot more lions out there than the department thinks there are.
Thank you, Commissioner Stuker. Further comment or questions from the commission? You know, I have faith in this comprehensive mountain lion plan, and I understand there can be frustration on the landscape, but we have probably the most advanced lion plan in the West. And it took a lot of time and a lot of modern technologies and data accumulation software and was utilized in developing this plan. And I again, being respectful of the people on the landscape, but we have to be really careful dramatically adjusting this plan based on anecdotal information, because when I was at the WAFO meeting in California in January, you know, talking to other commissioners in the West here, you know, we talked about this lion plan and what went into it, and you know, they were all envious. In fact, some folks asked for it and had it forwarded along to them. So always recognizing the concerns of the public, but at the same time, we've got a good, solid plan, the best probably data collection out there for determining populations of this kind of elusive animal that's difficult to count. So I really think that we need to, you know, let this play out and utilize that amazing tool that we have. Shauna or Katie, do we have hands up out there for the public?
No public comment right now.
Okay. Any further discussion from the commission on the proposal, the motion that's on the table regarding the quotas? I'm going to go ahead and call for the vote. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. We've got some more lion work to do here.